President Donald Trump has again sat down to dinner with what he calls the fake news media over the weekend. It comes 3 months after the original scheduled White House correspondents' dinner was cut short when a gunman opened fire near a security checkpoint at the event. Journalists, White House officials and President Trump returned for a replay of the event over the weekend.
This is really the largest group of Trump derangement syndrome people ever put together at one time, I suspect. Some of you are lucky that our last dinner was cut short because I had brought with me what would possibly have been, I'm telling you, I had something I was going to go after you.
Katie Balls is the Washington editor for The Times in the UK and joins me now. Katie, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you.
You were there. What was it like?
It was an interesting night. It was a very long night. I think the president spoke for over an hour, and then you had a mentalist, which is also known as a magician, reading the minds of various members of the administration. So it went on for some time, and I think that Trump's speech, with its, as you pointed out, slightly rambling, meandering nature, and a sense that he had lots of jokes pre-written, but it wasn't clear he had pre-written them, and he didn't really seem to want to deliver them. So it did feel as though a slightly odd evening, in the sense that it seemed as though the US president half wanted to be there, and also the audience weren't ever going to be the most receptive to the US president when it came to, you know, laughs at the press's expense.
What did you make of the president's speech?
I think that it's a strange one in the sense that lots of people will say about Donald Trump, you know, whatever you may think of him. I've spoken to people who have no time for Donald Trump's politics, but they will say he is funny. And there is something about him which, compared to lots of politicians, means you're more likely to turn the volume up, you know, as opposed to your traditional politician speech. But what was quite interesting was, I think maybe the idea of having these kind of set pre-written comedy material. I mean, halfway through, he was stopping some of the jokes saying, who wrote this one? You know, his team had clearly had quite an effort. It didn't quite play to his style. But I also think the speech is pretty wide-ranging. And of course, there are various pot shots at the media. His point was there would have been even more had the attempted assassination not happened a few months ago when the dinner was paused, and therefore had come to be quite nice and friendly. I'm not sure everyone in the room, particularly the journalists he singled out, thought he was being nice and friendly.
Let's have a listen to one soundbite of the president's speech.
Just like my presidency, the second time is always better. It's always better. And the third time will be better yet. I'm only kidding.
How would you describe the relationship between the press corps and the president at the moment at the White House?
I think it's always a strange relationship between Donald Trump and the US press, but I think it is different in the first term to the second term. Now, I've only been in DC in the second term, but I think there has been an attempt by the White House press corps, and I'm one of them, to almost to try and cover Donald Trump in a slightly different way than they did the first term. And in the first term, I think you had a White House that was it was probably more unconventional. It had more problems. The staff turnover was huge. It was very dysfunctional in terms of the number of leaks. There are still leaks, but it's not quite on the scale of the first term. And I think that there has been an effort to try and take him a bit more seriously in the coverage. And I also think that speaks to his presence at the dinner. In the first term, Trump didn't speak at that dinner once. He effectively boycotted it, seeing as a sign of the worst of DC, this incestuous relationship within the establishment between the press and politicians before him, and he'd obviously promised to drain the swamp. I think this time around, he, you know, what lots of journalists will praise him on is how he, you know, is often taking questions, you know, whether it is briefings, whether it is the traveling pool, whether it's just picking up his phone to random numbers, something he jokes about in his speech. Of course, there's another question, which is, does like a 30-second phone call get you the scrutiny, you know, that you want to have from an interview? But certainly, I think that the US press corps have come to kind of work out how to deal with him a bit better. That said, the event took place on a week where, you know, various US journalists have been threatened with subpoenas for things they were writing, a threat that the White House later walked back from. But it means it's still a very tempestuous relationship.
Just briefly, Katie, also at this dinner is the presentation of journalism awards to members of the press corps. We had this situation of Wolf Blitzer from CNN reading the citations for these awards, which were about the excesses of the Trump presidency while President Trump was sitting about a metre and a half away. One journalist in particular, Caitlin Collins, received one of the awards. The president she has long targeted her. He called it a fake award. Let's have a listen.
But she's a young, attractive woman. She never smiles. I said, Caitlin, do you have a smile? Smile. You have a nice position. You're at CNN fake news. You should be a happy person. So smile, Caitlin, just smile.
That's the president there who compared Caitlin Collins to a transgender influencer. How did all that go down?
Certainly, when he targeted Caitlin Collins, but also that was a section where he was going for individual journalists, but I think particularly on Caitlin Collins and this idea a woman has to smile, the mood did turn more tense. And there wasn't heckling or booing. I think there was a sense that everyone kind of there had decided there was some kind of truce, but it certainly turned pretty tense. And, you know, there was some tutting from various tables of what was being said. You know, and this is a criticism Donald Trump has made of Caitlin Collins before, I think when she's been in the pool and so forth. But yeah, it did not land very well in the room. And I think there was also a slightly awkward moment before the jokes, but as you say, they were giving out these awards and Trump is kind of having to present the awards to the individuals. And one of the awards was to Wall Street Journal reporters for a story about Donald Trump and Epstein, which he had sued the publication over. And he was kind of throwing his hands in the air. So it was all a little bit surreal. And there were also some moments of comedy almost because of how strange it was to be giving an award to someone you've also tried to launch a lawsuit against.
Katie Balls, good to have you back on the program. Thank you very much.
Thank you.